It's Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bulbarch and Rocco Nushi with you until 6 o'clock tonight. And it's time now for our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. And today, we are shining the spotlight on the Midview School District, and here to help us do that, we've got Superintendent Dr. Bruce Willingham joining us on the hotline. Dr. Willingham, we appreciate the time. As always, how are you today?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
So far, so good, and it has been, boy, a learning process for us to talk to all of the different administrative folks and superintendents from across the entire county on how they are handling this COVID-19 crisis. In what ways do you think the school system has grown during this pandemic?
You know, it's definitely a challenging time for everybody. But, you know, I guess the thing that has been best that's come out of it right now is just the togetherness that everybody's showing. You know, we were all kind of forced into throwing a plan together as quickly as possible due to the forced closure. And it was great to see, you know, just the help and the cooperation. And I mean, our staff has been, you know, amazing. You know, this has been really tough for parents, I think, trying to transition and work from home. You know, I've said to a number of parents, it's hard for me. You know, I've got a high school kid at home still, and, you know, trying to make sure that he's on top of his work is difficult. So, you know, planning for 3,100 kids and, you know, how that's happening and trying to find a one-size-fits-all program and, you know, work through grade levels. You know, our principals have been instrumental. Our teachers have been fantastic. You know, the thing I would say most that I've seen from a growth standpoint educationally is our teachers have really run with the online instruction. You know, we put some initial plans in place that we would, you know, start with some packets and kind of ease into it. And I mean, we had teachers setting up Google Classrooms day one. You know, we had teachers that were, you know, I don't know, afraid is the right word, but just not used to using, you know, some of that technology that they've just jumped right in. And, you know, if there's ever a silver lining that comes out of this, I mean, I think that's going to be it, is that, you know, we've really built capacity within the district for instructional technology. So on that end of it, it's been, you know, fantastic. And then, you know, from a support standpoint, I mean, we've had, you know, bus drivers, cafeteria workers, maintenance folk. We've had, you know, teachers, principals, everybody just chipping in, getting devices to kids, local community members helping, you know, get hotspots through our Grafton Midview Library. Joel Large has been instrumental in helping get, you know, cable set up for people with GLW. So we've had a lot of support and a lot of help during this time. So there's been a lot of good things happening on that end to support the district and the families.
And you guys have been very active on the social media fronts as well. You certainly use that to your advantage. One of the cool things that you put out there was this video of the high school staff that made the rounds on YouTube about how the high school staff really kind of misses their students. Tell me about that video and how all that came together.
So started first with one teacher, kind of like thinking through, like, how do we tell our kids, you know, that we miss them and that, you know, we're here for them, that we can still talk to them. You know, prior to that, we had North Elementary. They did a video. West Elementary just did one. I know some of the other schools are working on it now. But it, you know, kind of just kicked off from the standpoint of, you know, we miss our kids. We want to see them. We want to talk to them. We want to let them know that, you know, there's somebody here to talk to and that we support them. So it was fun to see. You know, I talked to one of our board members and a couple of our teachers, and you know, it's hard, you know, maybe not to get choked up in watching that too, you know, because it's just such a different time, you know, that we're living in. So it was really exciting to see that. And like I said, we've had so many staff members. We've got a couple other things planned coming out. I don't want to, you know, break the news too early, but we do have a couple other things that are going to be planned out in the community, and just to kind of, you know, say hi to our kids and, you know, maybe not in a virtual way. So I'll leave it at that, though.
All right. That's a nice little teaser. Nothing wrong with that. Again, we're being joined on the hotline by Dr. Bruce Willingham, Midview Superintendent on our Dorchin Corporation Champions of Education series. Well, there's been some good that has been done in the midst of this pandemic, and I want to focus on one of your Midview East students, Jillian Hubbard. She put together a pitch for a smart pillow in the Young Entrepreneur Pitch Challenge. So what was all of this about, and how did the smart pillow come to?
Well, I don't know if she, I don't know how she came up with the idea. I could probably use one myself, but she put in and became a finalist in the 5th through 8th grade age group. I believe it was Mrs. Kaufman, her teacher over at East, shared some of the information with us. I believe there were over 700 entries within this age group, and she earned a spot in the top 20, which is pretty amazing. She was able to, really think through what a product, that could benefit people could be. And like I said, anybody that has a hard time getting up in the morning, this could be another way to connect and help with that. So I was really proud of her. I was so happy to share it with not only the community, but the staff too. So it was pretty awesome to see what she put together and, just where some of those, creative juices come from, I guess.
Certainly a great deal of creativity. And another aspect of that, the Mr. Sullivan Reads program. That video certainly circulated on all the social media fronts. So what is the Mr. Sullivan Reads program all about?
So Mr. Sullivan, he's our principal over at East. He had a great idea that he said, I want to still be able to connect with our kids and talk about, the importance of reading, especially during this time. So he started doing some sessions. I volunteered for one. He hasn't hit me up on the offer yet. He's been reading just different stories, to some of the kids and parents and families across there. And I just thought it was a great idea, again, just to connect with some of those families. So we're trying to share a lot of those same ideas as an administrative team and show some consistency and things. But, I was really happy that he jumped out there and took the lead on that.
A few moments ago, you had talked about how the school system has grown in many ways and overcome some challenges as well in the midst of a pandemic that, we hope we don't see again for a very, very long time, but it forces you to really kind of show what kinds of resources you have. And it seems like you've got some really great people working with you. How has the staff chipped in along those same lines, passing out Chromebooks and meals to the kids as well?
Yeah, I mean, our staff has been amazing. Sharon Henry, who's our food service supervisor, Marsha Minnie, who's our transportation supervisor, Jason Ashworth, who's our maintenance supervisor, Dan May, our athletic director, John Brown, our middle school principal, and Gretchen Long, who's our middle school assistant principal. Those folks in all different capacities really took a lead in different areas. So, there were things that we just did not anticipate, obviously, as they came up. So the first things that happened is we had to find a way to continue feeding our students and helping our families. Mr. Brown hosts a food pantry that was supported by the 100 Women of Lorain County Who Care, as well as Second Harvest Food Bank. And that was a once-a-month pantry. We were able to bump that up to a once-a-week food pantry on Thursdays from 10 to 12 at the middle school. And then Sharon Henry, our food service supervisor, she was able to organize our cafeteria workers, who are just fantastic people. She was able to organize them and get a rotation put in place. They're bagging breakfast and lunch in 2 days. And then our transportation bus drivers, I mean, they've been amazing. They're on a rotation. They volunteer. They take the buses out to 5 different locations in the community. They pass those out. It's just that the help that's been there has just been amazing. And then our maintenance staff has been rotating throughout the building, one, to make sure that they're safe, but to make sure that they're clean and, extra sanitized if and when we can come back anytime soon. And then our athletic department has been working on, obviously, to much to the community chagrin in some, facets, that our facilities remain safe but closed, and So there's just a lot of oversight that has to happen that we weren't necessarily prepared for. But it's really helped with just the way people are chipping in and jumping in. Our technology distribution plan has been probably the biggest thing that we were afraid of, trying to figure out which families had, connection, problems or issues or lack of connection at home, and then lack of devices. So we put some surveys together. We tried to, make sure that we had a really good process. Mrs. Long worked with our technology company as well as Dr. Major on just creating a plan and making sure that we got as many devices and help for connection to families. So week two of the full online learning has definitely gotten better. So I feel good about it. I'm sure it's still a challenge for many families, but that's where, we now have teachers and counselors and principals, making phone calls, trying to connect and trying to see if there's any, of that catch-all that needs to be done now.
One last thing I have to ask you about.
Yeah.
Now, you and I think, have been seeing the same barber for many years now. And I take a look at this picture of you on the Midview School website, and then I take a look at your Twitter page. Holy smokes, that is an incredible beard you've got going on, sir. So I've got to ask you about that beard. Are you just going to let this thing grow out until the end of the pandemic?
You know, the beard is kind of taking on a life of its own, I think, at this point. one of the students hit me up on Twitter and gave me a nice compliment, told me it was coming in pretty well. So I was pretty happy about that. I'm proud of it. I don't have much up top, so I got to focus somewhere else, right? I don't know. we work with a social media company periodically, and they suggested creating a little emoji or something with a beard. So it's just kind of getting there. I don't know that I'm ever going to be able to have the great beard that Cody, our athletic trainer, has, but I guess I'm coming for him. I'm working.
Hey, you know what? The issue has been challenged. You're coming a long ways. That's for sure. That's one heck of a beard. So I saw that picture. I thought, holy smokes, that thing has taken on a life of its own, as you mentioned. So I had to bring that up.
I thought you were going to mention the part about crazy hair day where I asked my daughter to put a hair over me and it looked like I had a comb over. So I'm glad you didn't ask about that one.
You're lucky I didn't see that picture beforehand. Otherwise I would have brought that up, but that's all right. We focused on the beard, probably a little more positive with the beard.
Yeah.
Dr. Willingham, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That's Dr. Bruce Willingham, Midview Superintendent, joining us on the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. It's time for a break. Rocco Nucci and I will come back after this here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.